This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon's winner in the politicians having tough days sweepstakes, it's British Prime Minister Theresa May.
I've listened very carefully to what has been said in this chamber and out of it.
Yeah, you know who's not laughing at Brexit? British bankers, that's who. We are going to play just a little bit more from Prime Minister May's speech in Parliament today, announcing that the big Brexit vote she had scheduled for tomorrow, well, that's just not going to happen.
From listening to those views, it is clear that while there is broad support for many of the key aspects of the deal, on one issue, the Northern Ireland backstop, there remains widespread and deep concern.
So May read the handwriting on the wall.
As a result, if we went ahead and held the vote tomorrow, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin. We will therefore defer the vote scheduled for tomorrow and not proceed to divide the House at this time.
I love the guy who just screamed, right? Anyway, pundits, of course, were watching closely, markets as well. The pound, in fact, lost 1.3% against the dollar today as the future of the British economy looked anything but certain. Also, keeping a keen eye on things, the traders and dealers, the analysts and managers, the investors and the proprietors of Britain's richest industry, finance, who risk being shut out of some European markets when or perhaps if Brexit actually does happen. Marketplace's Stephen Beard went to the heart of British finance, the city it's called, sometimes the square mile as well. He went to check the mood.
While the Brexit debate has raged in Parliament, the city, 2 miles downriver, has remained rather quiet. The bankers, brokers and dealers who bustle here are overwhelmingly in favour of EU membership. But, says City Grandee Sir Mark Boliat, it's been prudent for Britain's most prosperous but unloved industry to say little about Brexit.
People still blame the financial services industry, and quite rightly too, for the crisis. And if there's a view this is bad for the banking industry, people will say, the bankers are leaving, great, we'll drive them to the airport.
But the city, he says, supports a third of a million mostly well-paid jobs and pays more than $90 billion a year in taxes, more than 10% of the UK budget. Brexit puts that in jeopardy.
For Britain, it really is a massive self-inflicted wound where we're working desperately hard to make ourselves poorer.
The city doesn't look any poorer. Jackhammers still echo across the square mile and cranes dot the skyline. Wine bars and restaurants are still jam-packed. But these finance workers, quaffing beer and wine at eye-watering prices and speaking on condition of anonymity, admit they're worried about Brexit.
Is it going to still be freedom of services? Are we still going to be able to transact European business? So there's a lot of unanswered questions for us.
I can't really see it being much of an opportunity. It's definitely more of a risk. I would be concerned, particularly in the event of a no-deal scenario.
You would be a bit nervous about your own prospects?
Potentially, yes. The bottom line is I think the city will carry on, however its role in Europe and in the world as a global financial centre will be diminished.
Big financial firms with their European headquarters in London have been setting up additional operations in rival centres like Frankfurt and Paris to ensure continuing access to the EU. But there haven't been major job losses here. A river of money is still flowing through the city. London remains by far the biggest foreign currency market in the world and a really big player in capital raising and trading. Daniel Hodson is former head of the Life Futures Exchange. He says London is safe. The EU needs access to the city.
You can't take markets and move them lock and stock like you might be able to move the production of motor cars or something like that from A to B, from country A to country B. You can't do that with liquidity.
Hodson is one of the few city grandees to publicly support Brexit.
I believe the city would be better off. I think there are all sorts of restrictive things which have happened to the city in the last few years, particularly in terms of regulation, which would be much better handled if we were outside the EU.
And economist Andrew Hilton, who's run the CSFI think tank here for 25 years, says London remains a great place for business and pleasure, easily outpacing those rival European centres.
We're not quite as unpredictable as the French in particular. We're not quite as boring as the Germans. Everybody says, my God, Frankfurt, you want to go to Frankfurt? It closes on Thursday.
Sir Mark Boliat, who favours remaining in the EU, says this is whistling in the wind. Brexit may not trigger a mass exodus from London, but it will ensure the long-term decline of this financial centre, and the cost will be counted in the jobs not created here.
Longer term, we think it could be as many as 75,000 people who will not be employed who otherwise would have been, and that's a massive tax loss to the British government as well.
Today's shock decision to postpone tomorrow's vote on the withdrawal agreement has breathed new hope into the Remainers. Many in the city may well be celebrating, but quietly, behind closed doors. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.